From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. As the coronavirus expands in the U.S., Missouri legislators are concerned about the impact this disease could have on state residents. On Monday, the Missouri House Special Committee on Disease Control and Prevention met to discuss what precautions people should take to protect themselves. Veronica Moheski has this.
The committee was joined by two Missouri doctors and the director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, Dr. Randall Williams. The three doctors testified about Missouri's preparedness when it comes to a pandemic. Dr. Williams spoke about how he and Governor Mike Parson are preparing.
We are very well prepared. Our motto is hope for the best, prepare for the worst, and we think we are prepared for both.
Williams spoke about how most Missouri hospitals have a pandemic response plan and how some doctors in the U.S. have been testing an antiviral pilot drug that could help fight the disease. Throughout the hearing, the doctors stressed that the best way to prevent spreading this disease is by washing your hands thoroughly and staying home if you're sick. Williams says he expects that the virus eventually will reach Missouri, but it will not be as devastating as it is in China. I'm Veronica Moheski, the Missouri News Network.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley is proposing legislation to crack down on bad landlords. Dan Margulies reports.
Hawley's bill would require the Department of Housing and Urban Development to create a comprehensive database of landlords who fail to uphold basic living standards. The proposal comes as a class action lawsuit moves forward against Israel-based TEH Realty, which has been accused of neglecting living conditions at its apartments in Kansas City and St. Louis. A judge is allowing all the residents of the 168-unit Ruskin Place apartments in South Kansas City to sue TEH for not addressing mold, inadequate heat, rodents, and other problems at the complex. Another judge has appointed a receiver to run the company's Crestwood Apartments in Kansas City, Kansas, after similar problems cropped up there. I'm Dan Margulies.
The Republican-led Missouri House has passed a revamped version of a Missouri voter photo ID law that was gutted by the state Supreme Court. Judges in January permanently blocked a central provision of the 2016 voter identification law that required voters without a photo ID to make a sworn statement in order to cast a regular ballot. Yesterday, the Republican-led state House passed a bill in response that would give voters two options: either show a photo ID to cast a regular ballot or cast a provisional ballot. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.